From a very young age, I suspected there was more to my world than I could see. Somewhere in the streets of Istanbul, in a house resembling ours, there lived another Orhan, so much like me that he could pass for my twin, even my double. I can't remember where I got this idea or how it came to me. It must have emerged from a web of rumors, misunderstandings, illusions, and fears. But in one of my earliest memories, it is already clear how I've come to feel about my ghostly other. When I was 5, I was sent to live for a short time in another house. After one of their many stormy separations, my parents arranged to meet in Paris, and it was decided that my older brother and I should remain in Istanbul, though in separate places. My brother would stay in the heart of the family with our grandmother in the Pamuk Apartments, in Nishantasha, but I would be sent to stay with my aunt in Jihangir. Hanging on the wall in this house, where I was treated with the utmost kindness, was a picture of a small child, and every once in a while my aunt or uncle would point up at him and say with a smile, "Look, that's you." The sweet doe-eyed boy inside the small white frame did look a bit like me, it's true. He was even wearing the cap I sometimes wore. I knew I was not that boy in the picture, a kitsch representation of a cute child that someone had brought back from Europe. And yet I kept asking myself, is this the Orhan who lives in that other house? Of course, now I too was living in another house. It was as if I'd had to move here before I could meet my twin. But as I wanted only to return to my real home, I took no pleasure in making his acquaintance. My aunt and uncle's jovial little game of saying I was the boy in the picture became an unintended taunt, and each time I'd feel my mind unraveling. My ideas about myself and the boy who looked like me, my picture and the picture I resembled, my home and the other house, all would slide about in a confusion that made me long all the more to be at home again, surrounded by my family. Soon my wish came true. But the ghost of the other Orhan in another house somewhere in Istanbul never left me. Throughout my childhood and well into adolescence, he haunted my thoughts. On winter evenings, walking through the streets of the city, I would gaze into other people's houses through the pale orange light of home and dream of happy, peaceful families living comfortable lives. Then I would shudder to think that the other Orhan might be living in one of these houses. As I grew older, the ghost became a fantasy, and the fantasy a recurrent nightmare. In some dreams I would greet this Orhan, always in another house, with shrieks of horror. In others, the two of us would stare each other down in eerie, merciless silence. Afterward, wafting in and out of sleep, I would cling ever more fiercely to my pillow, my house, my street, my place in the world. Whenever I was unhappy, I imagined going to the other house, the other life, the place where the other Orhan lived. And in spite of everything, I'd half convinced myself that I was he and took pleasure in imagining how happy he was. Such pleasure that, for a time, I felt no need to go to seek out the other house in that other imagined part of the city. Here we come to the heart of the matter. I've never left Istanbul, never left the houses, streets, and neighborhoods of my childhood. Although I've lived in different districts from time to time, 50 years on, I find myself back in the Pamuk Apartments, where my first photographs were taken, and where my mother first held me in her arms to show me the world. I know this persistence owes something to my imaginary friend, the other Orhan, and to the solace I took from the bond between us. But we live in an age defined by mass migration and creative immigrants, so I am sometimes hard-pressed to explain why I've stayed, not only in the same place, but in the same building. My mother's sorrowful voice comes back to me. "Why don't you go outside for a while? Why don't you try a change of scene? Do some traveling?" Conrad, Nabokov, Naipaul, these are writers known for having managed to migrate between languages, cultures, countries, continents, even civilizations. Their imaginations were fed by exile, a nourishment drawn not through roots, but through rootlessness. My imagination, however, requires that I stay in the same city, on the same street, in the same house, gazing at the same view. Istanbul's fate is my fate. I am attached to this city because it has made me who I am.